The county's chief administrative office is on a tour to engage communities on the need for another tax to fund roads and to fund repairs from natural disasters. The county has a survey they are using to see what people want to have the money spent on, county roads or climate mitigation, emergency communication or homeless services. Alicia Hayes, the county CAO, and Tom Madsen, director of county public works, gave a presentation to the Eureka City Council Tuesday, May 21st, calling attention to the need for a tax increase and to the survey. Madsen noted the increasing rate of natural disasters over the course of his career.
When I started in with the county in 1998, looking back over 20 years, we were getting a declared disaster on average every 3 years. We've had four in the last since 2022, one earthquake and three storm damages. In 2017, we got hit with over $40 million of damage to our road system, another $15 million in 2019, and another about $15 million in the four disasters since 2022. This impacts the response times that our first responders have getting out to communities. This winter in Redwood Valley was shut off for nearly 2 weeks, basically getting back and forth on ATVs.
CAO Hayes was direct. The county needs to find a way to tax its citizens.
By its nature, an emergency declaration is a statement saying that the government doesn't have the resources to adequately address the emergency. We don't want to hide the ball with this group or any other. A potential solution that we are looking into are potential tax measures. A local tax measure, whether it's a sales tax, a parcel tax, or some other revenue-generating mechanism.
Hayes explains that the state budget deficit threatens to encroach further on local budgets.
Over the last 30 years, the state has taken over $500 million away from local governments to fulfill its own obligations. And most recently, it's amounted to $25 million a year. And that number continues to climb. And as we have all probably seen, we know that they are looking at significant cuts to local jurisdictions in emergency preparedness and transportation funding.
She goes on to say,
the fact of the matter is that disasters are the new normal in Humboldt County, and we need to adjust to that new reality.
The county's survey focuses on roads, existing 911 services, and disaster communication for first responders, not on the OES shortcomings addressed in the 2023 grand jury report. However, Hayes explains,
when it comes to county government, we have felt the impacts of the disasters most on our roads, which affects residents' abilities to evacuate and our ability to come into the communities who need us to help them. We simply live in an area where the impacts from disasters significantly affect our roads compared to other infrastructures. This slide mentions hardening and upgrading of our roads, and in that regard, it's important to know that reimbursements from the state and federal governments are not the silver bullet.
Madsen noted that FEMA reimbursements are not efficient.
And on the federal reimbursement process, when FEMA comes out and says we are providing X billion dollars for this disaster, they are actually not providing X billion dollars for that disaster. 90% of that money that they come out with is going to pay agencies across the nation for former disasters. So on average, it takes us 6 to 10 years to get full reimbursement on our projects.
Madsen went on to discuss PCI, Pavement Condition Index. This rates current road conditions, and the poorer the score, the higher ongoing maintenance costs become.
So looking at our pavement analysis, to have a good pavement system, you need a PCI of 70. And why you want that is that's where you minimize your operational maintenance costs, because your road system is in decent shape, and it's cheaper to maintain a road in good shape than it is to rebuild a road in bad shape. So if we were going to be in a perfect world, we would need to come up with $500 million over 10 years to get that PCI to 70. And every time we delay maintenance, it increases the cost.
Madsen and Hayes told the Eureka City Council that the California counties that have roads with an index rating over 70 all have self-taxing measures in place. Madsen said they usually have more than one such revenue source in place. There is a survey that Humboldt County residents can take to tell the county what their spending priorities are. And on that survey, community groups can invite the CAO office to give their presentation in person. Finding the survey without a QR code is not straightforward, but if you persevere, you can go to Humboldt County's website and search for Newsflash. The results return in random order, but there it will offer an advanced search function. Use that to search for Disaster Priorities Survey, and the survey will be listed in the returns. This is Kelly Lincoln, reporting for KMUD News.